Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, we are back again. We are back again right here on the West Coast. As I always say, we do the most. And we're just doing a follow-up, this evening before, I hit the sack. We had a very impressive Friends and Family Day. This past Saturday, we also had our Spiritual Warfare Month that went on from the first Sunday to the fifth Sunday. And a very long month for me and my staff. They did a beautiful, beautiful job. They did a beautiful job in hosting the event at Free AME. They are champions. That's what I'll call my people, champions, because they put in the time to do this event. A lot of planning went on with it, a lot of, different partners and different people that helped out with this event. And it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful to see how we can come together as a community, how we can come together and put something on first class for West Fresno. And so I just want to congratulate everyone for their participation in helping whatever capacity your helping was. It wasn't about me. It was about our community. And, you all know I am a servant. And I'll always continue to be a servant for our community 24/7. I want to thank all the parents for bringing your children. Hey, June, I see you, June. I want to thank all the parents for sending their children to come out to be part of this historical, our second annual Friends and Family Day. And it was just very unique to see all the people and friends and those who I have not seen in a long time to break bread again, and that's what this life is all about. It's about us breaking bread, being friends with each other, understanding that we are our brothers and sisters' keeper, that we all of us are going to go through trials and tribulations. And it's okay. It's okay to go through trials and tribulations because that's how we grow as a people. And so I just think that, on the slideshow, you'll see the different pictures and different things that I posted up on the slideshow. So, the people who the different partners that we had there. We had Fresno Center, who was giving out hygiene packs. They gave out raffles to the community. Nice raffles. I want to thank them for that, Devoya and Sister Dana. Also, we had the We Movement, that's Minister Crystal, who was giving out information about her organization. Speaking of Minister Crystal, on the 11th of November, we will be at the Kearney and Fresno Street, that little pocket park right there. We will be giving out, she calls it Thanksgiving in the Park. Thanksgiving in the Park. And so we're going to go out and bless people, pray with people. Dr. King, who is one of my right-hand men at my ministry, he had a vision to start a coat drive. Can you believe that? A coat drive. Well, it makes a lot of sense because it's going to get freezing weather here pretty soon. And so the Lord had touched his heart to ask the community, those that will and that may have extra coats, things like that, that we can help those who are coatless out in the community. We ask if you bring your coat, make sure it's washed, something that you will wear. You know, a lot of people was, you know, cleaning out their closets and was just throwing any and everything to us. So we asked them not to do that. But to, if you have a coat, nice sweater or something, we want to be able to bless people on the 11th, Kearney and Fresno Street, the little pocket park right there. We'll have music. We'll have, I have my leadership meeting tonight with my staff. And they told me, or she told me, that they're going to have like two turkeys, two hams, two of everything. We'll have tables and different things out there so that we can be able to bless the people. So that's November 11th. So stay tuned for that. Our other partners that we had June, who was there. She had a table. She was selling stuff. We had Dee, who was there, who was selling different types of purse and different things like that, jewelry from Ghana. I'll be posting her pictures up soon. I didn't get a chance to put them up there today, if you can see the slideshow. But I will be interviewing her on my radio show pretty soon. And so I took a lot of pictures of her, of her table. So we also had big girls, big brothers, big sisters. Sister Diana was there. She spoke very eloquently in partnership with us. She's a great sister, helped us out a lot here in West Fresno. With our backpack drive, she gave over 250 backpacks to my ministry to bless our community with school supplies in there. She gave us a bunch of clothes, a bunch of shoes, brand new stuff, brand new shoes. And so we was able to put that all together, and we had a back to school backpack drive. So those are the type of things we're doing at FAME. We also, who else did we have? We had man, there was so many people there. I can't even think about who was all there. But you know, we had our basketball courts up, and you know, my kids was challenging me to play, you know, and this and that. And so we had Dr. King out there. I think I have some pictures of Dr. King on the slideshow. Him, you know, shooting, thinking he's back in high school. So anyway, but it was fun. Great energy with everyone. We had a kids' corner where all the little children would go and play games and things like that. That was awesome. We also did musical chairs with the kids, and that was really funny because the kids were fighting to sit down, and one pushed one out the chair, and the other one was. But anyway, it was fun. We did the hokey pokey with the kids, but you know, I think that's community, when we can be able to come and embrace each other and love one another. I don't think we do enough of that. And so, you know, we're trying to, you know, change that narrative to where we can come out and be a blessing to people. And that's our goal, is to be a blessing to people. Little that I knew at the time, my staff surprised me with some appreciation gifts that I didn't know they had planned. And it was cool. I told them tonight on my leadership call that I was like fighting tears, you know, coming down this right eye right here. I was kind of, you know, doing one of these numbers. But, you know, I do a lot of heavy lifting. Those that know me, they know that, you know, I don't make up excuses. You know, I make it happen. We love our children, love our elders in our community. We thank Mr. Comier. Hey, Mr. Comier. Wife did a beautiful job speaking at my church on Sunday. Prophet Comier, that's what she told me. So we thank her. We thank her for all that she's done and you for our community. So, you know, we fed the kids food, chips and hot dogs, whatever they had in there for them. We also had was cooking basa basa as well. That was great, you know. And so, you know, we're out here hitting the pavement. You know, we're not, you know, Free Me Ministry is not just a ministry that just, you know, talking about it. You know, we're being about it. We are a social justice ministry. You know, and we speak truth to power. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we have a healthy community here in Fresno. And so, you know, we invite you to come out. We invite you to come out to be with us, you know, when you have time. Sundays, our Sunday school starts at 10. Our service starts at 11:30. And this Sunday, we're going to be starting our children's Sunday school, so you can show that God is really doing an increase over at 806 Collins Free Amy Ministry. But, you know, I give credit to God. I give credit to my staff. You know, I'm just here to be a servant to each and every one, those that I can. And so, again, Friends and Family Day was a success. I say we had over 125 people who showed up and went out throughout the whole day. You know, I like to DJ, so I'm DJing music and all that stuff. So, you know, but again, we just want to say thank you, Free ME Ministries. We just want to say thank you. Those that missed it, man, you missed a treat. And so, but as always, next year, you know, I want to make sure as the pastor of the ministry, that every year we do it better and better and better. And as is the community, if you have ideas of things that you feel that you will want to see happen in our community, hey, come let me know. Let us know, you know, and we'll make it happen. And so don't want to stay on here long. It's been a long day for me. And so, you know, like I said, my days are like 13-14 hour days. So I'm trying to cut that down going into 2024 because I'm not getting any younger. But again, I just want to say thank you all for your support. Hey, Maisha, thank you all for your support and all that you do for our community. Our community is hurting, it's in pain, but we're going to try to do what we can to change that. And so all power to the people. And I'll say thank you, love you, and come out November 11th. Also this Saturday, we have the Black Progressive Summit. Black Progressive Summit from 10 to 2. We have our brother from Allensworth, who's going to be speaking. And come out 10 to 2. You'll learn. We'll be doing a little something in the garden there. We'll be giving out seeds and different things like that. So, hey, let's do it. Let's do it, y'all. We can do this, all right? Peace, blessings, love. And y'all stay up, stay safe. Keep social distances when you can. And we'll see you guys on Wednesday with our speaker this Wednesday. And I believe November 18th, we'll be doing a craft fair at 806 College. So we got a lot going on over there. We're just not sitting up in a building singing Kumbaya. We're really out there hitting the pavement and bringing the community together. So anyway, okay, Hotep, stay strong. Power to the people.